From Tokyo, this is FEN, the Big 810.
That's called Sunny, and it's by Ronnie Aldridge.
Ronnie? Ronnie Aldridge?
Remember that old radio show? Well, neither do I. Well, that takes me back a few years, doesn't it? Well, let me just lift up a few years over here. There we are, and I'll put them on the table. Don't you dare break my pretty balloon, or I'll come over to your place and break yours. You know, we were talking about songs a couple of programs ago here in the music guy, Gary Owens, playing. And in an article in the Saturday Evening Post, not too long ago, songwriter Richard Rodgers stated, quote, "I would like to think that love songs of all themes and tempos do something to dispel the conflicts and tensions that are much a part of our daily lives and help create bonds of sympathy. After all, nobody has yet written a hit song about hate." And maybe that's true. I tried to find a hit song that dwelled on the subject of hate, not love. I don't think I could find one. Everything I've Got is kind of a hate song. Not a hate song. It's a put-down song. But in this article, what did I find? 170 songs with the title I Love You, but not one I Hate You. Rodgers told in this Saturday Evening Post article that a few of his songs were written almost by happenstance. Now, probably the most accidental love song he ever wrote was My Heart Stood Still. And he continues, it was accidental in more ways than one. One day in early 1927, Lorenz Hart and I were in Paris riding around in a taxi with two girls. Suddenly the cab just missed colliding with a car, and to cover up for her fear, one of the girls nervously blurted out, "Oh, my heart stood still." And the two songwriters then made a mental note on their mental of the girl's comment and created the brilliant love song. It's probably a good thing they didn't jot down the other girl's comment. The same one that I make when I get too close to a whizzing by taxi. Anyway, that was kind of interesting. I thought I'd pass it along to you. Steve Rossi is a great singer. He's part of the comedy team of Allen and Rossi. And here's a song from a movie that I helped narrate a couple of years ago. It's called You Are. Neil Hefti. That's Steve Rossi on the Gary Owens Music Guy Show. I don't know if you've been busy lately, but we sure have. The other afternoon, it's kind of a madhouse around here. My boss came in, Mr. Boss, and asked me where his pen was, and I told him, it's right behind your ear, sir. And then he came back to me and said, can't you see how busy I am? Which ear? And of course, I was stuck for an answer because I didn't really put it over there on the table there. Thank you very much. Patty Page, Clara Ann Fowler was the name. Well, was her name up until she changed it. She used to sing for the Page Milk Company in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And I imagine the least they could do now is the Page Milk Company of Tulsa could change their name to the Clara Ann Fowler Milk Company. After all, Turnabout is fair play. She's a doll of a girl, and she really sings some songs. The Story Lady is just around the corner over here. And Byron, the magic pronouncing L, as usual, is with her. Today's wonderful fable, The Owl Who Was Not Wise. We'll get to it in a moment. I had a couple of things here I was going to ask you about. Oh, one of our listeners is perplexed. He tells me that he's always wanted to be a bartender, listens regularly to the Music Guy Show with Gio, and he's sent away for a correspondence course, but he flunked last week. The mailman drank all of his answers. I told you that wasn't funny when you brought it in here. Here's your dime. Okay, thank you. Now, it's Story Lady time.
Time now for another visit with a Story Lady.
Hello, boys and girls. Today we're going to hear the story I call The Owl Who Was Not Wise. Once upon a time, there was an owl who was not wise. As a matter of fact, he was very stupid indeed. But because he was an owl, he advised all the animals in the forest. Fortunately, they knew that he was stupid, and they only listened to him because they thought it was very funny to hear the advice of a stupid owl. Finally, a great wizard took pity on the owl and gave him a large book. In this book, he explained, is all the wisdom in the world. For weeks and weeks and even months, the owl studied the book. Finally, he again went into the forest. And now when the animals came to him, he gave wise advice. And shortly, the attitude of all the animals changed. Now they no longer came to him for advice so that they could laugh at him. They ignored him completely and found a stupid turtle they could ask for advice.
Thank you, Story Lady. I wish I had an ending for you, Story Lady, but there's nothing here on the bottom of the page, Story Lady.
That's one of my favorite songs, Love So Fine. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass on the Gary Owens Music Guy program. A number of listeners have written in saying it sounds like Herb missed a note at the beginning there. Well, actually, what happened, I went over to Herb's house and asked him the other night, and the entire Tijuana Brass stepped on his lip when they came in for lunch the other day while they were recording that, so that's the way it sounds. Matter of fact, I think on the next show, the next G.O. show, we're going to have Herb sing. And if you think that's fun, listen, he really is making the rounds. He can do almost anything these days, except ride a bicycle well. That's called Party Poop with Hank Mancini's orchestra and chorus. Hank, as you know, was the first man to ever successfully compare Hildegard. I was cleaning out my desk over here, and I was trying to answer some of the more weird envelopes.
Let me see here.
What is the most popular musical instrument in the United States, to your knowledge, Gary Owens? Well, to my knowledge, it's the kazoo, but due to the fact that my knowledge is extremely limited, that's wrong. The latest data that my staff of smart assimilators have found shows that more than 20 million Americans play the piano, which apparently is the most popular musical instrument. The guitar would appear to be next with over 5 million players. You know how many the harmonica has? 500,000. 500,000 players. Now, when the doctor said you needed more exercise and should play 18 holes a day, he meant golf, but not the harmonica. I thought I'd pass that along to you. Incidentally, if you'd like to hear any particular goodie on the Gary Owens Music Guy show, drop us a note to Armed Forces Radio. Gary Owens Music Guy, Armed Forces Radio Television Service, Hollywood, California. And whatever you do, don't forget the zip code 90038. 90038. Is Earl C. Festoon still in the other room?
Earl!
Hello. Well, I noticed you there, sneaking up on me like that. Pull up a warm radio and sit down for an hour or so, because we have some things to... That's the Ted Heath Orchestra and the Swingin' Shepherd Blues, a great tribute to the Heath Band, starting this portion of the Gary Owens Music Guy Show. Well, the amazing radio adventures of Bonnie and Clyde will be along in about, oh, 5 or 6 minutes from right now. And the story lady will be here in her lovely gown composed of fiberglass pumpkin puck, which she just made and wore to the Emmy Awards recently. And her wonderful fable, The Glass Mountain. The Ray Charles Singers have a brand new album. It's a great one, and it goes like so. Guy Show, the Ray Charles Singers, and Love is Blue. Andre Pop with another Pop Pop. Andre wrote that. It's become an international hit. Katerina Valente is on deck. Another quick reminder, the amazing radio adventures of Bonnie and Clyde upcoming. Today, the story of the autograph nut. We'll get to it in a few minutes. Katerina Valente strikes again. Oh, she's such a great singer. Don't sleep in the subway, darling. Sleep in the bus depot. It's much warmer in there, after all. Take a tip. Let me see. In fact, oh, I've got a lot of things to tell you about today. How much do you know about past vice presidents of the United States? For example, do you know how many of them were reelected to the same office? Actually, 6 were reelected and served more than 4 years. When Thomas Marshall was reelected in 1916, he was the first man to succeed himself as vice president in 88 years. 6 other vice presidents became president. 3 of them served another term. Theodore Roosevelt, Calvin Coolidge, and Harry S. Truman. All of these men who succeeded themselves in office have added a unique page in your book of political history. Guy Marx is causing quite a sensation from his 1930 type of songbook. Remember back in the old days, back in those old hotels, such as the Hotel Sheets, when you heard broadcasts such as these.
Back in the days when Sir Edmund Hillary first climbed to the top of a supermarket in Passaic, New Jersey.
Guy Marx, one of the Guy brothers for many years, of course, and loving you has made me bananas. Well, it's time again, gang. Hold on to your radios very tightly, because it's time for the amazing radio adventures of Bonnie and Clyde. After Bonnie and Clyde were named to the top 10 survey of bad guys, the adulation of their fans and admirers became almost unbearable. Let's listen.
All right, feller.
Yeah.
This is a stick-up. Now keep your tippy toe off that alarm and fill this sack with money.
Why? You're a criminal. You won't get away with this.
Don't tell me I can't get away with nothing. This here's Clyde Barrow you're talking to.
Clyde Barrow?
You're a nut.
You must be listening next time when Clyde Barrow gets his nose broken during the course of a bank robbery.
This guy's in love with you.
your love. If not, I'll just die.
What do you mean, just another pretty voice? That's Herb Alpert there, of the Tijuana Brass fame. Herb used to sing under the name of Dory Alpert for about 5 years. I can recall back in the days when I was a disc jockey. Oh, I still am, yes. Back in the days when Herb Alpert was Dory Alpert. And it was amazing that he didn't sell very well at that time. Now, of course, Herb is a multimillionaire, doing very well with everything he puts out. And this has become a smash. This Guy's in Love with You, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal Davis. Excuse me. Oh, it's Herb on the phone. Hello? Gary Owens building. Oh, yes, Herb. We were just talking about you. Uh-huh. On Armed Forces. Well, what are you doing today? You know, you have more projects than you can shake a stick at. Oh, you're shaking a stick at your projects, right? I see. You're working on a new insecticide. Well, that's very interesting. How does it work? Oh, it'll be okay except for one thing. What's that? You still have to get the bugs out of it. Okay. Thank you, Herb. Hello. Petula Clark on the Music Guy Gary Owens Show, and I've got love going for me. Also, I've got a great instrumental over here featuring Dick Hyman and the gang and the theme from Wives and Lovers. That's Dick Hyman and Wives and Lovers. Here on the Music Guy Show with G.O. Remember, if you'd like to hear a particular goodie, just drop us a note. Gary Owens, Music Guy, Armed Forces Radio and Television Service, Hollywood, California. And don't forget the zip code 90038. Well, we'll be announcing the name of the winner in our big Name the Raw Vegetable contest in a few minutes here. The Story Lady will be dropping by with today's wonderful fable, The Adventures of the Glass Mountain. That'll be upcoming in about 3 minutes. In the meantime, a memory flogger from Kathy Keegan. And this is The Life.
This is The Life. Here's where the living is. This is The Life. Baby, you're there. This is The Life. You've waited long enough, girl, you've arrived. Breathing that air.
Hey, this is The Life, isn't it? Yes, thank you, Kathy. Kathy Keegan, here with G.O. And shuffling into the studio right now, the lovely Story Lady and Byron, the magic pronouncing elf. Come on in, gang, and explain.
Time now for another visit with the Story Lady.
Hello, boys and girls. Today's story is one I call The Glass Mountain. Once upon a time, there lived a king who had three beautiful daughters. They all lived happily on the top of a glass mountain. One day, the king decided that his three daughters should get married. So he sent out a notice throughout his empire that anybody who could climb the glass mountain could have the hand of one of his daughters in marriage and one-third of his kingdom. From far and wide, men came to try and climb the glass mountain. Among them were noblemen, princes, and soldiers. One after another, they tried to climb the slippery glass mountain, and one after another, they failed. One day, a young and humble woodcutter who lived quietly in the forest came to the glass mountain. Slowly, steadily, he climbed the glass mountain until he reached the top. When he did, the three daughters ran to the king and said, "Daddy, the young woodcutter is very ugly and doesn't know very much, and none of us want to marry him." And the king said, "Okay, we'll forget about the glass mountain and think of something else."
Thank you, Story Lady. Be listening next time, boys and girls, when the Story Lady will be here to tell the story of the fairy princess and the wood nymph who won a tag team match with Don Redberry and Mr. Moto.
Somehow I don't remember that fable quite in that way. winner of the horse race held earlier today right on this station, Horst Jankowski. And Black Forest Holiday. He has some happy-sounding music, doesn't he? How much do you know about your justices of the Supreme Court? For example, do you know which of them served the shortest term? Thomas Johnson had the shortest term as justice, having served only 6 months between 1792 and 93. And here's something else. The state of New York has given us 11 of our justices, three of whom became chief justice. No matter how long they served or what state they came from, our justices of the Supreme Court, through their decisions, have added many an important page to your political history. So you might make a note of it right now. I'm standing in my mouth. There, it's much better. We're set to go with music again. Tiny Tim, if you can believe him, is causing an international sensation. He was first featured on our Rowan and Martin Laugh-In show on television and has since become whatever he's become. You'll get the idea once you hear him. There he goes, Tiny Tim, just another pretty face. Tiny Tim, now according to Newsweek and Time and the National Enquirer or National Observer, I don't remember where I read the article, said that his name was Herbert Corey. Then another one came out and said his name was Herbert Corbidge. It doesn't really matter, I guess, when you have talent like that. Tiny Tim and Tiptoe Through the Tulips with me. This is the music guy, Gary Owens, going places and losing things. Let's sneak along here. This is Wes Montgomery and a smash new recording of Georgia on My Mind. Pretty. Wes Montgomery, who of course scored with the Wind Song recently, and Georgia on My Mind. I was just reading over some wonderful facts here. Someone asked me, Dear Garish, how much does the average person spend for clothing? Well, the latest info, which is Radio Talk for Information, that we have is 8.5% of the average American's annual expenditures are for clothing. The average guy buys 3 to 4 pairs of shoes each year. And I am wearing all 4 pairs that I have today, and they all fit, which is kind of amazing.
There we are.
Here's a particular request we have right now, so let's hear it, shall we? And I can't think of the girl's name who was singing with him there. Is it Mrs. Bonfa? Well, I'm not sure. Whatever it is, it's beautiful. Manja de Carnival. And that just about puts the capper on the G.O. Music Guy show for today. Remember, it's always insegregious when we get together and stand by for the next thrill-packed episode of the amazing radio adventures of Bonnie and Clyde. The Story Lady will be dropping by. And our special guest, Ron Morgold. So you be here. And we might be, too. Well, you're right. Well, anyway, it's time for another Music Guy show with G.O. There she goes, stunning Sue Rainey on the Gary Owens Music Guy show, and I love a parade. Excuse me, Blanche, what did you do with my music list here? Oh, yes, here it is. Blanche Guberman, my lovely and talented secretary here at Armed Forces Radio, has so many different boyfriends. No matter why? Yes. She goes with a very nice fellow in the spring of the year, and then another different one in the summer, in the winter. And last year, you may recall, she was dating her fall guy. Well, I didn't think it was funny either, but I bought it for a quarter. Let me see. Oh, yes, here it is. Matt Monroe. Guy with a great voice. Matt hails from London, as a matter of fact. Spends much time between the United States and England. And here's his recording of Pretty Polly.
Listen to me, Polly, while you can. You're a pretty Polly, ask any man.
Ibrockle. That's what all birds say, is Ibrockle. If you've ever noticed them very closely. If you've ever looked at a bird very closely. Well, let me see here. I've got a lot of work to do today.
Yes, you're Rudy.
I was ill last week, and a lot of correspondence to take care of here. I've been doing some crossword puzzles. Would you hand me a few crosswords? There we are. Thank you. I'll just write these over here. In a few moments, we'll have a great sound from a new group called The Free Design. Did you know that two women have run for the office of President of the United States? The first one was Mrs. Victoria Woodhull, who was nominated three different times by the Equal Rights Party, beginning back in 1872. But she never received support which was strong enough to elect her. The second woman was Belva Lockwood, who ran for the presidency in 1888. She was also nominated by the Equal Rights Party. She, too, was unsuccessful. Although no woman has ever become president, women have taken their place as senators, representatives, and state governors. And by doing so, they naturally have added another big page to your political history.
Kites are funner than almost anything.
I brought my kite in the studio with me here today.
There we are.
Now, if a strong wind comes along, we'll be all set. In the meantime, it's time for me to remind you that this portion of the Music Guy Gary Owen show is brought to you by the makers of Kremen's Calmness Pills. We'll be back with a word in just a moment.
Harold! Yes! What's the matter with you, Harold? Now get down off that chandelier and take out the garbage!
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. It's just that I'm so edgy lately. Do we have any aspirin?
Aspirin? You got a headache?
No, I'm just tense.
Aspirin is for headaches, dummy. For simple nervous tension, you need Kremen's amazing new blue calmness pills.
Well, give me some of them, then.
We don't have any, stupid.
Oh, then give me an aspirin. Now I got a headache.
Chuosity. We'll play that for Chuosity and his lovely wife, Mrs. Chuosity, this afternoon or this evening, whatever time this is right now. Count Basie and the orchestra. We had a team a number of years ago back in the Midwest, the Kremens, who used to sing together. He was a perfect gentleman. Whenever she'd drop something, he'd kick it to where she could pick it up easier, which was a nice bit of cooperation, we thought. This portion of the Music Guy Gary Owen show is brought to you by the bakers of Fervenol. We'll be right back after this.
9 out of 10 doctors prescribe Fervenol for hay fever. Dr. Luke McKissick?
I prescribe Fervenol for hay fever.
Dr. Harold Carr?
I prescribe Fervenol for hay fever.
Dr. Verna Gallagher?
I prescribe Fervenol for hay fever.
Dr. Farrell Catton?
I prescribe Fervenol for hay fever.
Dr. Charles Sadeka?
I prescribe Fervenol for hay fever.
Dr. David Falcon?
I prescribe Fervenol for hay fever.
Dr. Dean Pritchard?
I prescribe Fervenol for making borscht.
There you have it, friends. Proof positive that 9 out of 10 doctors prescribe Fervenol for hay fever.
Yes, indeed. Fervenol, get it today. Here's one of the great memory floggers of our time, Harry Belafonte. And I'm just a country boy.
Gonna marry in the spring, 'cause I'm a
in love with a pretty little girl who wears a diamond ring and gold in the morning sun. And gold in the morning sun.
I'm just a country boy. Harry Belafonte on the Music Guy T.O. show. I don't know about you, but I got chills up and down my spine there. Mainly since my engineer dropped his popsicle on my back.
There we are.
Oh, gosh, what a mistake.
There we go.
Margaret Whiting is here. This is one of Maggie's greatest recordings in quite a while. It's called I Hate to See Me Go. A special request tune today in the Music Guy Gary Owen show. Play that for Sergeant John, who, as a matter of fact, he wrote that he's from my home territory, back in the Dakotas. I haven't been back there for a while, but here's a clipping he sent along from the hometown newspaper. The police department back there now has an unlisted number, and in case you get beaten up by a bad guy, you have to write Dear Abby. Oh, boy, that's ridiculous. They ought to do something about that. Soon.